Jesus Christ is risen today. Alleluia. Happy Easter. Welcome to St. James Westminster Anglican Church. I'm Keith Nethery, rector of the parish. Today we present music in the Stations of the Resurrection. A wonderful team of people have come together to present this program this morning. Our musicians, Steve Hollowitz, Paul and Riley Stevenson, Paul Grambo, the Ryan family, Shen Jones, Victoria Piovison, Alexander and Eliza von Wartburg, our sound technician extraordinaire, John Gardy, and Hannah Scorer will join me in the Liturgy of the Word. Relax. Enjoy. Think about what this day means.
Surprise, surprise, Jesus is risen, the whole earth cries. Alleluia, alleluia, arise, arise. Alleluia, alleluia, arise, arise. Alleluia, alleluia, arise, arise.
Jesus is the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in him shall never die. Alleluia! A reading from the Gospel according to Matthew. Suddenly there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descending from heaven came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothing white as snow. For fear of him, the guards shook and became like dead men. We praise you and bless you, our risen Lord Jesus Christ, King of glory. For in your resurrection, the power of love breaks open the earth and frees life from death. As the angel rolled away the stone from the prison of the tomb, so released those imprisoned by life's misfortunes. To you, Lord Jesus, whose life brings surprises beyond our wildest expectations, be honor and glory now and forever. Amen.
Jesus is the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in him shall never die. Alleluia. A reading from the Gospel according to John. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him." We praise you and we bless you, our risen Lord Jesus, King of glory, for the love which drew Mary Magdalene to your tomb to weep over your death. As you broke open her grief with your death-shattering life, so reach into our broken hearts with your promise of hope. To you, Lord Jesus, reaching into the deepest tombs of our despair, be honor and glory now and forever. Amen.
Thank you.
Jesus is the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in him shall never die. Alleluia. A reading from the Gospel according to John. Peter and the other disciples set out and went towards the tomb. The two were running together, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent down to look in and saw the linen wrappings lying there, but he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came, following him, and went into the tomb. He saw the linen wrappings lying there, and the cloth that had been on Jesus' head, not lying with the linen wrappings, but rolled up in a place by itself. Then the other disciple who reached the tomb first also went in, and he saw and believed. We praise you and we bless you, our risen Lord Jesus Christ, King of glory, for in you our God reveals the awesome power of love that is stronger even than death. As in your dying you destroyed death, so in your rising may we be raised above the trials and torments of this world's woe. To you, Lord Jesus, the fullness of your life revealed in an empty tomb, be honor and glory, now and forever. Amen.
Jesus is the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in him shall never die. Alleluia. A reading from the Gospel according to Matthew. The angel said to the woman, "Do not be afraid. I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he has been raised. As he said, come, see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, he has been raised from the dead, and indeed he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him. This is my message for you." So they left the tomb quickly with fear and great joy and ran to tell his disciples. We praise you and we bless you, our risen Lord Jesus, King of glory, for your resurrection overturns our expectations of life, and even your closest friends could not see the truth before them. As the angel helped them to grasp your triumph and overcome their fear, so help us to see your hand at work through the events that overtake us. To you, Lord Jesus, whose ways astonish beyond our imagining, be honor and glory now and forever. Amen.
Jesus is the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in him shall never die. Alleluia. A reading from the Gospel according to Matthew. Suddenly Jesus met them and said, "Greetings." And they came to him, took hold of his feet, and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me." We praise you, and we bless you, our risen Lord Jesus, King of glory, for your simple word of greeting made the hearts of the women leap with joy. Speak your word of love to those whose hearts are broken, that they too may hear your loving, beckoning call. To you, Lord Jesus, whose call summons us to life in all its fullness, be honor and glory now and forever. Amen.
Jesus is the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in him shall never die. Alleluia. A reading from the Gospel according to Luke. So they came near the village to which they were going. He walked ahead as if he were going on. But they urged him strongly, saying, "Stay with us, because it is almost evening and the day is now nearly over." So he went in to stay with them. When he was at the table with them, he took bread, blessed it, and broke it, and gave it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and he vanished from their sight. They said to each other, "Were not our hearts burning within us while he was talking to us on the road, while he was opening the scriptures to us?" The same hour they got up and returned to Jerusalem, and they found the 11 and their companions gathered together. They were saying, "The Lord has risen indeed, and he has appeared to Simon." Then they told what had happened on the road and how he had been made known to them in the breaking of the bread. We praise you and we bless you, our risen Lord Jesus, King of glory, for you are with us. When our eyes are closed to your companionship, walk this day alongside the disconsolate and the despairing. Open their eyes to your gentle illumination and let their hearts burn within them at your invisible presence. To you, Lord Jesus, walking by our side, be honor and glory now and forever. Amen.
Jesus is the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in him shall never die. Alleluia. A reading from the Gospel according to Luke. While they were talking about this, Jesus himself stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." They were startled and terrified, and thought they were seeing a ghost. He said to them, "Why are you frightened? And why do doubts arise in your hearts? Look at my hands and my feet. See that it is I, myself. Touch me and see. For a ghost does not have flesh and bones as you see that I have." And when he had said this, he showed them his feet and his hands. While in their joy they were disbelieving and still wondering, he said to them, "Have you anything here to eat?" They gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate it in their presence. We praise you and we bless you, our risen Lord Jesus Christ, King of glory. For in your birth you were proclaimed the Prince of Peace. And in your resurrection you breathe into your people peace beyond this world's understanding. Be present, Lord, this day with those whose lives are disfigured by conflict, and those whose hearts know no peace. To you, Lord Jesus, true bringer of the peace of heaven, be honor and glory now and forever. Amen.
Sim. Jesus meets us, risen from the tomb. Lovingly he greets us, scatters fear and gloom. Let the church with gladness hymns of triumph sing, for the Lord is living, death has lost its sting. Yours be the glory, risen conquering Son. Endless is the victory, over death you won. No more we doubt you, glorious Prince of Life. What is life without you? Aid us in our strife. Make us more than conquerors through your deathless love. Bring us safe through Jordan to your home above. Yours be the glory, risen conquering Son. Endless is the victory, over death you won.
Of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of His Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be amongst you and remain with you always. Amen.